Episode number 251.
I want to be your last financial guru. Here's what I mean by that. It's not that hard. And many people think that you have to get a degree to open up your brokerage account statement. No, you don't.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hoff, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I'm fired up today because after this show, I think you're going to want to bank on yourself. And I think you're going to want to invest into yourself and to your future because I'm pumped to bring you our featured guest today, Mark Willis. Mark, are you ready to be real?
Woo, let's do this thing.
Let's do this. He is a certified financial planner, folks. That means he knows how to help you get rich over time. You know, maybe not tomorrow. He's not maybe going to get you in day trading, but he's going to help you get rich over time and help bank on yourself, meaning invest into yourself, invest into you. Not only is he a 3-time best-selling author, but he's also the owner of Lake Growth Financial Services. My man, Mark, how's your day going today?
Man, it's rocking and rolling. We got, just things are going nuts around here. I love it. How are you?
It's a good sentiment right now. I mean, it's an interesting, scary sentiment in some cases, to be transparent with you, because we out in California here, we're getting the bars closed again, gyms possibly closed again. Kind of feeling a sentiment of we're going back to like the strictest level of quarantine or whatever. However, hey, that's not going to change my mind, you know?
Shit. That's right. We're both young parents, so we were already in quarantine. We got this down, man. We're like
nothing's changed. Ninja. I can't go to Vegas. I can't go anywhere. I can't go out at night. I'm DJing live on Saturday nights because I can't go anywhere, you know? Like, so that's the point is that you're absolutely right. I mean, the biggest thing in life is that it's your mindset. It is your mindset, folks. As no one wants to be going through this, and we're all on an equal playing field, no matter if you're Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, or you're T. Huff and Mark. You know, and they're dealing with different problems than we are, but they can't do anything either. They can't go to Europe right now. That's banned for them too. I mean, it's an equal playing field on this one. But that gets me into, first off, is tell me a little bit about your journey into you financial planning, financial helping people plan for the future and get their money right.
Man, money is one of those things that's, it's something that gives people the heebie-jeebies. And other people, it's like they could care less about it. And so it just slips through their fingers. They make a ton, but then they spend a ton. I got just totally interested in the thing called money when my wife and I graduated from college with 6 figures of student loan debt, 120 grand in 2008. By the way, Travis, I mean, what was going on in 2008? Was it a good time to be looking for work or was it a bad time? God, dude.
The worst time at some point. I mean, at some point, it was like a really tough job market because no one was hiring. No one was hiring. So you realized I got to get my money right. I got to figure out ways to get my money right. And that led you into, I guess, getting your Series 7. Is that correct? Or getting your financial planning?
I went through the muck. I went through the heaviest, biggest stack of casework that you could imagine. My wife is more patient than I could ever imagine. It took us about 3 years, and I went through my the certified financial planner designation.
Oh wow!
Which is kind of like, you know, your top shelf of the financial planning designations you can get. And for me, it was like studying the quagmires of the financial universe. I kept track of it. It was like 450 different places people can put cash. And Travis, you know, if I had to do that, how can the average guy, gal, whatever? How can we possibly understand where our money's going or what people are doing to it once it's in that 401k or in that brokerage account?
Right.
So for me, it was like a personal journey to figure out what do I really want my money to do for me? And as a kind of a side benefit, we were like, hey, other people should find out strategies that are sane, that work along with your business, that don't hurt your business at the same time. And so that's kind of where things got rocking for us.
That's awesome. That is, I mean, because truly, folks, if you don't have your money right, especially during times like right now, the average business had like 1 month of cash. And so that's not a lot of cash if you get hit up with the Rona where you're 20% sales, if you're lucky, if you're a restaurant, or because you're doing to-go and you're doing, you know, or you're, you know, 0% if you're the movie theaters or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just have to think, and no matter where you're at, if you've scaled up and you're now AMC or if you're just T-Huffs, social media agency, for instance, the Real Time Outsource, our business, well, we're not doing that, but we've got some cash in the bank. You know, we've figured things out. I personally believe that you have to be at the owner of the business. You have to be in a good financial place so that when times like this come, you can be the one that doesn't take a check. You can be the one that takes all the money and puts it on your team to keep things going during these times, because you can afford to not take a check. And yeah, it's hard because most people basically have like $400 extra. That's it. Like the average person has like, I don't know, it was like $20,000 total retirement or something crazy, low number. That's like, what the, you're not going to retire at 20 with 20 grand. You can't retire. I mean, unless you have some other great amounts of pension and other great amounts of cash flow, it's going to be tough for you to retire on Social Security with 20 grand. And a lot of people are in a lot worse situation where they have zero or you know, obviously negative, meaning they're in debt. They're constantly just being in debt, which that's part of my financial journey, my man Mark, is not having a credit card or using your credit card wisely and not incurring interest. Because why do I want my stocks to grow? My dad always told me that you don't need to be putting money in the stock market. You need to get out of your credit card debt. That's what he told me in 2009 when I started my business, and I also was in debt to my credit card. But I was also like, damn, I want to go buy, you know, Tesla stock, because I was wanting to buy Tesla at that time in the $20 range. And I actually ended up getting it done. But the point is, I also had to figure out a way. I can't be around anymore if I don't have credit. If I don't have any credit, if everything is basically extended. Maybe I'm maxing out all my credit cards. And now, you know, in 2009, no one was releasing any new credit. And so you got stuff, you're stuck into a big cash crunch. And so credit is very important to utilize, folks. I mean, having that security, and then also having the emergency fund, and then you can get into the fun stuff of taxable accounts, and there's gold and Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and there's everything, peer loans. You can do so many different things to invest. So that probably makes part of your journey fun, is to kind of figure out where this is going to be best served for this current customer based on their age, risk tolerance, et cetera.
Yeah. Man, you're so right. It's like a fish out of water. If your money is doing the wrong things, if it's in the wrong spot in your life, you're dead. You're just dead. You know?
Right.
But if you put your money in the right environment, like a fish, it's going to start reproducing. You know, it's going to thrive. It's going to grow. It's going to go crazy. It's going to be like in your hands, in your control. Mm. I feel that most financial environments take control away from us, like Wall Street, you know. In general,
absolutely.
Wall Street is there to profit from us. That's why they call it assets under management. Assets, your assets under their management.
Yep.
Right.
And they're levering that money. They're doing all sorts of things. I've been hearing all sorts of interesting things they do with your money, including obviously even the money in your bank. Let's just be real. I mean, they lever your money too, and they loan it out to someone on an auto loan, or they're loaning out to someone on a home equity loan, and they're making interest on your money that's in the bank that you put the money into. They take that right out and they give it to somebody else, and they make a spread. They make a spread on your money.
That's right.
And just like the stock market does, anyone that is going to be managing your assets is going to have to make money. Let's just be real. I mean, they're doing the job for you. So you should understand that, okay, this person is going to need to make a living doing this, right? I mean, I'm not doing this. So these people do need to make a living. Now, you see these crazy things where they're taking a 2 and 20 cut of the, you know, they're taking a cut of your profit now. They're also taking the 2% management fee. And the, you know, when you really get into the nitty gritty, sometimes these people are taking a lot of your money, literally out of your pocket, when, you know, a more ethical approach process, or, you know, people out there like yourself, or people that are actually going to help you just plan. And obviously you need to make money. My man Mark needs to live. He needs to pay for his kids and the house and things like that.
But I don't need to retire before my clients do. And the problem with most financial plans is, check this out. According to the Department of Labor, Travis, a 1% fee on your money, like 1%, that's less than the average. Average is like 1.5%. But a 1% fee over 30 years means a third of your nest egg is gobbled up and sent to some other guy or gal down the street to invest in their future, not yours.
Right.
If you had a third of your money ripped out of your pocket every year, like that would get old. I would find a way to like not get half a third of my money taken from me, right? Over my lifetime.
Crazy.
So then you throw taxes on top of that. Most 401ks taxes are going to be taken in the future.
Right.
So Travis, question for you. Do you think, this is an honest question, I don't know what you're going to say here.
Yeah.
But do you think that taxes in your future and all of our future in this country's future, will taxes be lower or higher?
I feel higher.
Yeah, higher. I agree with you. We have to
because we're just, you know, we constantly are doing new things and we're stimulating the economy right now. I mean, people are going to have to pay for it more. And yeah, California, baby, they know how to tax you. They get in your DMVs. they get into your. You know, you don't notice it a lot of times because it's in your gas. You know, all of a sudden your gas is 20 cents more. What you're paying for high speed rail, folks? Gas in California is $4.50. Even though gas is dirt cheap right now, gas is in California is $4.50. So
sure,
that just shows you they'll get you one way or another. Even though you think you're avoiding it, but they're getting you.
And here in Chicago, we don't know anything about getting high tax, let me tell you. yeah, man, you're right. I mean, so even if taxes go up by just 1% more than they are today, just 1% higher,
right?
It makes no mathematical sense to defer my tax into the future, right?
Right.
Like, but if most economists say taxes are going to be double what they are today, double, Travis, can you imagine that? No. Double your taxes. Back in the 50s, the top tax bracket was 90%.
I know.
What the heck?
That is 90%? Insane.
Yeah. In fact, so by putting money into traditional retirement plans, you know, a good chunk of your money is going to fees, right? Another good chunk, large chunk, is going to taxes. It's like some bullies on Halloween, right? I used to go out trick-or-treating as a kid. I don't know if you did or not, but like
Yeah, right on, cool.
You go out and you're there with your little bag of candy. You're getting ready. You're getting psyched. You're getting pumped about collecting all this candy. Let's imagine you walk out your door. These big bullies push you on the ground. They say, you little twerp, we're going to take some of your candy when you get back at the end of the night. And you say, okay, you know, you're big, you're strong, you know, whatever. Hey, how much of my candy are you going to take from me?
Right.
And they look at each other and they say, we'll vote on it when you get back. Because that's exactly what a 401k is, right? We'll vote on your taxes when you're ready to retire.
Gotcha.
We don't know how much of our 401ks are actually ours and how much of it belongs to Uncle Sam. Now, here's one more thing and then I'll shut up about all this.
That's interesting.
How much of your 401k does your fee cost you? Do you only have to pay the fee on the part of the 401k that's going to be yours someday? Or are you paying your fee on the entire 401k, even the amount taxed that goes to Uncle Sam? Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Right, you're getting charged for a tax burden.
Now you're telling me that I have to pay a fee to the money to Congress, and the government who doesn't have anything, like the risk is not on their shoulders. Right.
No risk. Zero risk.
Who's got the risk? Yeah, right?
Ooh. Us? Yeah.
So I have found, as a certified financial planner, okay, I don't think any financial vehicle is wrong or bad. Everyone's got a reason to put your money somewhere.
Right.
But more people, I believe, have yet to think about, where does my money live? If I put my money in the wrong environment, it's like a fish out of water. It's going to die.
Right.
If you find the right environment where your money lives, and if you do the internal work and say, what do I really want my money to do for me? Do I want it to be taxed in the future, or would I rather be tax-free in the future? Do I want my money locked up for 4 years? I can't use it for my business or my family? Or do I want it accessible to me right now? Do I want it loaded up with fees and commissions, or do I want it to be efficient? Do I want it to be outside of lawsuits and creditors? If you're a business owner or a real estate investor, just get ready, because on the averages, 90% of business owners get sued over a 30-year period.
Right.
That's crazy to me, right?
Right.
So it's like a matter of when.
Yeah, you're going to. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's it's so important, because I think now people are taking this more seriously, Mark. You know, this gave everyone maybe that extra shot in the mouth, punch, knockdown to say, oh shit, I'm getting back up, my man, Mark, but I don't want this to ever happen again. I don't ever want this to happen again. And so, you know, that leads me into obviously what I always talk about. It's where your time and money spent, folks. You spend your time, you can always spend your time being more efficient, looking at your calendar, you know, minimizing the bullshit time, spending more time, being more efficient, phone calls, productivity, spending time working out, whatever. And then your money, where you spend your money. If you don't know where you're spending your money, that's where your retirement or your future financial freedom is in your expenses. Mine was, and specifically, I was spending way too much time on my music. It wasn't making me enough money, and it was costing me a lot more than I was making. And then secondly, food. Even though I was eating healthy, I was spending time at Chipotle, these places. I learned how to cook. I believe that's made me maybe $100,000, $500,000. I don't know. A lot. That gave me the money to buy Tesla stock at 22. That gave me the money to buy NVIDIA stock at $9 a share. That gave me the money to buy Shopify recently in the last 5 years at $60, and now it's a $900 stock.
Nice.
That money, the money that I was eating in Chipotle, and now I do my $2 meal preps where I'm cooking, you know, turkey meal preps and veggies and healthy, easy, open them up. It costs my family $10. And it's not the funnest way to eat. Let's just be real. It's not the funnest way to eat always. And we don't eat like that always. We, you know, we enjoy nice meals too. But on the average, on the regular, that's the way I became an investor. As I said, hey, instead of giving my money to Chipotle every 20, you know, $20 here, $20 there, I'm going to go buy, you know, buy Chipotle stock, or I'm going to go buy the company and then cook at home. You know what I mean? And so, and it's one of those things, it's not for everybody, but once you start realizing the snowball that happens when you start just investing. I got lucky and got crypto in 2015, got on Bitcoin and $250 a coin. Now the thing's $9,000, you know, it's gone up to 20. It's back down to 9, gone as low as 2, 3, 5, up and down. But the point is, it's a snowball. Because they all just keep building. Once you have enough cash, you don't need the cash. You can keep the stuff in crypto. You can keep the stuff in Shopify. If you want to sell, I'll be transparent with you guys. I've taken 20% off this week alone, off of my taxable profits in my accounts. When I heard the bars were going to close on Sunday, I put together a 10% order on Monday that was filled, and I did another one today on my walk with my daughter. I went into my Robinhood in one of my accounts. I got a Robinhood and E-Trade. In my Robinhood, I took a 10% withdrawal off all my stocks, and I did it again this morning. I took 20% off the market, and it's cool because it happens so fast. There's no fees and transactions now. It's amazing how these things can be done. But the point is, the best part, what I love, is that I'm in control, right? I am in control. No one is in control. I'm not getting feed. I'm not being told to buy this and tell this, because it's not that hard. I did it on my walk, folks, with my daughter this morning. I was listening to an audiobook about the Boston Beer Company, about how the guy built Samuel Adams from scratch. And I'm listening to this book, and I'm also thinking to myself, bars are closed. I'm selling more stock. That's what I just had this gut feeling. So I started selling stock, and I still am heavily invested, right? But I now got some cash, which cash is an asset too right now. I mean, having some cash on the side to pay your bills and not have to worry about the next rainy day is an asset, right, my man Mark?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So that's the key ingredient, folks, is to find your financial freedom. And obviously, at the end of the day, if you're being held back, if you might not know yourself that you have the confidence and are willing to put in the work that it takes to actually get to the point, you need to hire someone like my man Mark, or look at certified financial professionals, people that are going to plan for your future, and they're going to do that with your best intentions at heart.
Let me throw something in there on that, Travis. Yes. I'd say I want to be your last financial guru.
Boom.
Here's what I mean by that. Travis, you just brought it up. It's not that hard.
Right.
And many people think that you have to get a degree to open up your brokerage account statement. No, you don't. You don't. If I can be your last financial guru, if I can be your last financial planner, here's what that would mean. You're basically working with yourself. You're building a confidence and a strategy that gives you freedom from ever having to freak out when the market tanks again. Right. There's actually a Journal of American Medical Association, the medical journal JAMA, came out with this idea called the wealth shock. It's a clinical diagnosis called the wealth shock. And they track it, right, Travis? So if the market loses 10% of its value, there's a threefold increase in heart attacks.
I can see it.
In this country. Isn't that nuts?
I can see it.
Lifespans go down. I mean, come on. That's crazy, right?
It's insane. And it sucks, dude. I'll be transparent with you, because I remember seeing Bitcoin, for instance, 20 grand, and it went back to down to 3 grand. I remember seeing Bitcoin at 2 grand, and 2 months later, it's 20. I sold one at 2 grand. 2 months later, the thing's 20. And I'm like, what did I do? But the point is, you never can pick the top or the bottom on an investment.
Right.
If you get it at 200 and you sell it at 2 grand, you still made a 10x on your money. Now, you didn't know it was going to go to 100x on your money, or, you know, or 20 grand would have been a big, a much bigger return. But yeah, still return, still a return. And that's the most important thing, is that taking profits, you'll never basically go broke, they say, taking profits. You'll never go broke, you know, taking some wins, you know, and and I think it is a confidence thing. So, but now, folks, we're about to take you, my man, into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Yeah. Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
Love it. Instagram or Facebook?
Man, I hate both of them. Instagram. There we go.
Chicken or steak?
Steak.
He's being real, folks. He's being real. Laptop or smartphone?
Oh, man. Smartphone.
Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Movies or video games?
Mario Kart. I mean, video games.
I love it. I love it, man. Me and my wife just got in back into Mario Kart.
Yeah.
64. Swear to God, we just got the game like 2 weeks ago, and we started battling. My wife's the Princess Peach, man. I can't beat her, man. Reading books or listening to books?
Listening. Yeah, too much to do. Kids on the way, you know?
Absolutely. Gotta listen. Be productive, baby. Be productive. Stocks or real estate?
Bank on yourself.
Bank on yourself, baby. Bank on yourself. I love that. Oceans or lakes?
Lake Michigan.
Oh, beautiful.
Third coast.
Mackinac Island when I was a...
Oh, yeah.
What was I? I was in high school. I was like a senior in high school. It was amazing.
Oh, nice.
Mackinac Island was a beautiful, beautiful place. It's like you're like trapped in history there because
nothing like it, but I'll say the Pacific Ocean is incredible. So you guys got it where you're at.
It is. We're both blessed. We're both blessed, my man.
That's right.
Couple last questions to you. Do you think you'll ever retire?
No. I don't think retirement's not in my vocabulary.
There we go. Hey, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger right there, folks. You know, being in your 90s and continually learning and continually challenging yourself and giving a shit ton of money away along the way, man, changing people's lives. You know, that's what I think is in your journey, man, helping more and more people get confidence about their money, planning, feeling confident that you can take the pain too, man, because on those pain days, that's the time to lean in with some cash and buy some more of that investment if it is something you believe in. Or if you've made profits and you feel uncertain, take profits like your boy T. Huff did this week. And I haven't ever been mad at myself taking profits. Ever, ever, ever. I've been mad on the flip side. As you know, you get mad when you're like, I'm selling shit and it's going down. You know, you feel bad when you're having to sell and you need the cash. But you never feel bad if you take profits, man. Do you have a typical routine on your day? Do you like, how do you start your day? How do you get day going?
Yeah. Got to beat the sun up, you know?
There you go. Boom.
If you can beat the biggest source of energy in our solar system up every day, that's a win right there.
That's a good way of putting it.
You know, just get that out there.
Life source. And, if you can beat the life source of Earth up every day.
I met a guy he's a client of mine. He's 82 years old and he's still doing 100 push-ups a day. So I try to get that in.
Bam. That's good right there. That's a good one. That's a good one, dude. You stay really physically fit and strong when doing 100 push-ups a day. 100 push-ups. Yeah, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 squats. Bam, folks. No excuses. That'll take you 5 minutes, and you're feeling good. You're feeling good.
And I mean, 5 minutes, you're doing more than most people do in a month.
Exactly, you know? So, dude.
Right on.
Most people can't even do 2 push-ups, they say. One down, and they fall. they can't get back up. Do you have a favorite app on your phone?
Shoot. What's a recent one here? Let's see. You know what? There's a new one called the Aura Ring.
The Aura. Oh, hell yeah. You like it? Do you like it? It tracks your sleep.
It's amazing.
I like that one too because it doesn't feel as abrasive. At night, I always feel like I wanted to take off my Fitbit, and that one seemed like it just like kind of sat in there. It's real comfortable on your body.
Yeah.
And it tells you an insane amount of stuff about it, right? Like your sleep and oxygen.
It was telling me like stories from my childhood. I'm like, how do you know this stuff?
How do you know all my dark secrets of my skeleton in the closet? God damn. I love that. Shout out to the Aura Ring. We'll put that in the show notes too because I'm thinking about getting one myself, man.
Let's get some stock in Aura. I don't know if they're even stock,
man. Let's get some venture deals going, man. Come on, let's hook me up. You're on the Be Real Show, Aura. Let's go. If you could sit down to a lunch or dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Who was the gal that first flew an airplane? Was it flew it over the Atlantic Ocean?
Fascinated by planes.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, environment. Everything flows through an environment. To bring it back to cash really quick, every airplane flies with either a headwind or a tailwind. If you're paying cash for everything, right, you have nothing floating behind you. What you want to do, you don't want a headwind at coming at you, because then you're just floating in the wrong direction, right? If you've got bank interest and credit cards and finance companies hitting you in the face, that's going to be difficult to overcome that. I don't care what your rate of return was in your brokerage account.
Right.
If you're spending a third of your after-tax income on debt and finance companies, what you want to do is be your banker, be your own source of financing, get that tailwind,
right,
you know, actually pay yourself an interest. And so I'd say anybody who's flown an airplane in a famous way, Kitty Hawk would with the, you know, the Orville brothers, Orville Wright brothers.
Right.
I'm going to forget her name. Starts with Amelia.
Earhart. Yes.
Yeah. Earhart. Yeah. 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 So that'd be an awesome one to sit down with, hear her story.
Unbelievable. My brother's a pilot. He flies for JetBlue. Pilots are having a tough time right now, you know, as you know, but truly an amazing career and a point of view that we all can appreciate. He's seen the world from views and angles that we'll never be able to see, because he's out in the cockpit. He's right seeing alive. It's just amazing. It is amazing. I've watched my little bro flying that damn flight simulator since we were kids, and now he's flying the damn thing real. It's amazing. Has there been a book that has changed your life in your journey?
Guys, got to check out Bank on Yourself Revolution. That's my favorite financial book. Yeah, so check that one out. New York Times best-selling book, The Bank on Yourself Revolution.
I'm going to have to find that one on Audible, because I like this idea of banking on yourself. You know, I feel, you know, that's something into that. Feel confident about that. I've seen many videos about this. I'm recalling one. I'm going to have to draw a blank right now, but I'll see if I can put the show notes of another good video about this kind of thought of banking on yourself. But my man, it's a pleasure to have you on today, man. I just want to let you know, I love your energy. I love the humor that's come up along the way in our journey of our podcast here. And I think that you are in a big platform to help many more people, and that I think this is a time that people are going to get more serious. So your business is probably going to spike. I think your business is going to have more people taking it seriously. Your finances are real, folks. You need to bank on yourself. You need to take yourself seriously and know that you, if you are in a tough situation, look at yourself in the mirror and know that you will get out of it. You will. Not Mark, not T. Huff. You are going to get yourself out of that. We're there to support you. We're there to be with you. We're there to be your motivation. We believe in you. But you are the one that's going to help yourself. And so, and the same vision of banking on yourself, you're the one that's going to take care of your financial journey, and you need to be the one in control, not someone, guy sitting in, Fifth Avenue, Saks Fifth Avenue.
So true. Travis, I'll say the four most dangerous words in the financial universe are "do it for me." You can't let anybody, that's why I'm saying I'll be your last financial guru, because at the end of the day, We'll work on strategies, tactics, real financial products, tools, and resources. Some of them have been around for hundreds of years,
right,
to help you bank on yourself.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you get to be the one that controls your financial destiny. It's not about me. It's not about Travis. It's not about somebody on Fifth Avenue or Wall Street,
right,
because it's about you. And nobody should care more about your money than you do.
So true. And like I said, I think this is a blessing and a curse. I think this is going to hit everyone and make it real more serious for them. You know, they need to take this seriously. Now is the time to take this seriously, folks. Because in my trajectory, if I had not taken it seriously, I would not be where I'm at. Like if I had not, when I started my business 11 years ago in a recession and had gone through a shit ton of financial issues up till 2013, where I had to short sell my house. And that's when the pinnacle of all my old shit went away. And then all of the snowball of the new stuff just went, wow, by the bam, folks. And then but that's because I'm in control. I told you this morning, folks, I sold stock. I am the one that did it. No one did it for me, not my dad, not my financial advisor, not anybody, me. So I know, and I'm confident in that. And I also can know how to buy or sell or whatever. So when you build the confidence, you will see your life change. Where is the best place for people to find more information about you or the business?
Well, if you love podcasts, check us out. We're at Not Your Average Financial Podcast. You can get all kinds of cool, crazy off-the-wall strategies that have been time-tested for generations. That's Not Your Average Financial Podcast. And if you want to dig deeper into solutions that we offer, you can actually have a call with me or one of my colleagues at solution2cashflow.com. Solution2cashflow.com.
SolutionToCashflow.com. I love that website. We'll put that definitely in the show notes, folks. So don't worry if you didn't take notes. We'll get that in the show notes for you. But folks, you've been hanging out with my man Mark Willis and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today. And let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And Real Time Outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now and take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses, and some businesses, you know, you're gonna have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now, so take advantage of us. realtimeoutsource.com. check us out, and we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.